Sarah Palin and her Democratic counterpart, Senator Joe Biden, will meet in St. Louis tonight for the vice presidential debate. NPR's Mara Liasson will be there, and she joins us now. Good morning, Mara.
Good morning, Ari.
Okay, well, let's start by talking about Sarah Palin. A lot of the interest in the debate seems to reflect Americans' interest in her, yeah?
Yes, certainly. You know, 3,000 media credentials have been requested for this debate. That's a record. So we should get a big audience. On the other hand, the audience for the first McCain-Obama debate was surprisingly small, only 52 million. But yes, clearly this is a lot about Sarah Palin. Vice presidential debates usually don't make a difference in the race. This could be the exception that proves the rule. Both of them, their main job is to attack the top of the other ticket. You're going to see that tonight. But Sarah Palin has the biggest hurdle. She's had a series of really shaky television interviews with CBS's Katie Couric. Her favorable ratings have dropped. A majority in the latest Washington Post poll see her as not qualified to be president. And a few conservative bloggers have even called for her to step off the ticket. So I think tonight, a lot of Republicans are nervous. They want reassurance that she can show some fluency and depth on foreign policy and on economic issues.
Well, let's listen to Palin in a debate a couple of years ago. This was with John Binkley. He was another Republican candidate in the 2006 Alaska governor's race.
So kind of that flip-flop in the campaign has caused some confusion, I think, by Alaskan voters.
Well, let me straighten it out for you. There have been some ethical lapses that I'm concerned about.
Right.
And I think those are really the big issues.
Were you on those?
I mean, when we look at what's happened in this administration.
You know, apparently John McCain looked at the tapes of her debates in Alaska before he chose her, and he thought that she had a pretty effective reputation as a debater. She hasn't shown that in the interviews she's given. Her answers have come across like force-fed talking points that come out in a circular jumble sometimes. Hmm. But tonight, the McCain campaign is hoping she can showcase her very effective style of communicating, down-to-earth, feminine, very strong, but also show some real knowledge and depth. So she is in the strange situation of both having expectations for her performance very low, but also she has a lot at stake.
And what about the Democratic candidate, Senator Joe Biden? He has some of his own problems, doesn't he?
He certainly does. He can be very charming, but also long-winded, prone to gaffes. He has a desire to prove he's the smartest guy in the room sometimes. But this is something that he has shown in the past that he can avoid with careful debate preparations. And here he is answering a question from NBC's Brian Williams in one of the Democratic primary debates.
Can you reassure your voters in this country that you would have the discipline you would need on the world stage, Senator?
Yes.
So there he's obviously making a joke about his own verbosity. He has been practicing a lot for this debate. He's been working with Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm as a stand-in for Palin. He's certainly aware of the pitfalls of looking sexist in a debate with a woman. But, you know, for Biden, there may be no point in trying to engage Palin. It's risky. He might prefer to play it safe. His ticket is ahead. And, you know, a bunch of new polls this week show that Obama's small lead is getting a little bit bigger, particularly in the battleground states. And the McCain campaign negotiated for a very tight structure tonight. So there's going to be less time for the candidates to kind of engage each other in free-form interaction than there was in the presidential debate.
And then tell me a little bit about the debate moderator, Gwen Ifill of PBS. There's been some talk about her in the last few days. What's going on there?
Some conservatives have been questioning Ifill's ability to be fair because she's writing a book called Breakthrough: Politics and Race in the Age of Obama. Now, this could be a little bit of working the refs, trying to pressure Ifill not to be too tough on Palin. Apparently, she did not disclose that she was writing this book to the commission. The commission has had nothing to say about this controversy. But given Ifill's record and past debates, there's no reason to think that she would be anything but extremely tough to both of these candidates. Ifill herself has dismissed the criticisms and said, look, the proof is in the pudding. People can watch tonight and decide for themselves how fair I am.
Thanks very much. That's NPR's Mara Liasson, who will be in St. Louis tonight covering the first and only vice presidential debate of this election. Good to talk to you, Mara.
Good to talk to you, Ari.